Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. My name is Mary Bayer.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I really called with a question, so I'm not ready necessarily to make a change. I did sign up. You're going to be offering service in my area, so I did sign up online.
Okay.
But I signed up only for the internet because I wasn't sure about the phone because I have a question. I'm currently with Frontier. So is that the kind of phone that if the electricity goes out, that won't work either?
So yes and no. So it really depends. If you have a generator that powers your home in case of power outages, it would still work.
No.
If you have a battery backup, that would be the best option. Because if the modem and the router are plugged in, well, really the modem, then your phone would still work. But if you get like a battery backup, as Archtop Fiber goes, we have major generators, like really high quality generators that provide power in the event of a power outage. So that way we can still provide service even if the power is out in a lot of towns.
Okay. Now, since I signed up, but you haven't obviously installed it yet because you're coming.
Mm-hmm.
At what point can I, if I decide I want to add the phone, can I do that?
The best time to do it, we would need at least 5 or more business days for the porting to be done. So, you can either add it before or after, but it's best if you do it if you request it at least a week before your installation appointment.
Oh, okay. Okay. And is there any installation charge for the phone since I didn't add it when I first?
No, there's not.
Okay.
It's just easier that way. That way the tech only has to come out once. Because if you add it afterwards, then we would still consider it as like an upgrade service where we wouldn't charge you for it. But, it's another appointment that you would have to.
That certainly makes sense. No, that certainly makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm just pondering it. I was hoping that Frontier would have an option for just an emergency phone, but they don't have that anymore.
So, that's so sad.
I have an old landline. And, it's just nice because when the power goes out, the phone still works. But I'll have to then consider one of those backup. I know about those backup battery things.
You can find them at like Best Buy that will provide you at least 30 minutes or more, depending on the type of battery backup that you go for. There are some that even last up to 4 or 5 hours. That would be a good option there, depending on, obviously the type of power outage. Because I had it where, there was a car accident around the corner from my house and it had me out of power for maybe like 30 minutes. Back when Irene hit in 2011, I was out of power for like 2 weeks. So
but let's back up to something you said initially then. So if I had one of those backup batteries, I have a generator, but that only comes out in real emergencies because it's got to be dragged out of the garage and, all that.
Absolutely.
it's too heavy for me.
I can completely understand
that.
They do get heavy.
I could plug the modem and the internet into that.
Yes.
And then I would at least have internet, even though
I didn't
have power.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the thing about us is that we don't provide service through a coaxial cable. We're completely fiber. So fiber optic receives the data through pulses of light. So as long as our substations have generators, which we make sure they're high quality, like hospital grade or higher, you are able to receive service even in the event of a power outage.
Okay.
Yes. And I think that's like really like one of our main key points that we always try to point out, at least when it comes to having questions like this, is because most companies don't have a backup option. They don't have the option to provide service when the power goes out. But for us, we make sure that we have those generators. They're constantly maintained that way that in the event where there is a power outage, we can ensure that our customers are still receiving service.
Oh, that's exciting. Can I ask you sort of just because you're being in the business, you're probably aware of your competition. Have you ever heard of optical?
No, I have not, at least not for the area.
Well, I don't know. There was a, it's funny. I mean, I'm in a one section, like a half mile of a road, maybe a mile, where there's been no options other than Frontier. That's our only option. There's no Spectrum. There's no.
And like for me, it's been Optimum. You know, like in my area, it was only Optimum.
It was a, you know, it was a worker, and he's stringing wire. And I'm thinking, I said, I always go out and ask, now, who are you with? Well, Spectrum's come recently and done, and of course, your people have come and done that. And I said, oh yay, they're coming here. and then this other guy, he had wire, and he said it was optical, unless he meant optical.
It could have been Optimum.
Ah.
Yeah, they
so
used
all
to
getting on the bandwagon here.
Yeah, so like Optimum and Spectrum, which used to be known as Time Warner Cable, were both part of Cablevision for a long time.
Uh-huh.
So I've, I mean, me as having grown up starting 2007 in the area, because before that I didn't live in the area. But starting from 2007, I had been a customer of Optimum because that was all that was available in that area. Nobody else provided service to.
Maybe that's really what he meant, because he's probably a contract worker and he didn't really know.
Yes, it's possible, because a lot of companies, including ourselves, sometimes we hire contractors to do some of the work, not a lot, but like some of the construction, we have our own construction team that manages that. But occasionally we do outsource. Occasionally. It's
a third company. Stringing lines out in my rural area. Okay,
yeah.
I'll ponder that. Check into the battery, and then if I want, do I just call you then if I want to add that, or do I have to
yes.
do something online?
Just give us a call.
Okay.
It'll be a lot simpler for us to do it.
Not yet, but I signed up.
Okay. What is your service address so that I can get an idea as to when we'd be scheduling
477 West Curly Corners in Tivoli.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. I just had another call earlier from Tivoli. You said 477?
Yep. 477 West Curly Corners Road.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And I do have you here. What is the best phone number in the event that we need to get a hold of you, though?
845. 235-3730.
Perfect. Okay. So I do see here that your in-service date is expected around the 30th of November. So that's when you can expect a call from one of us, possibly even myself.
Okay. So I'll make a decision on the phone well before that.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Just give us a call and we would be able to go ahead and do that for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Is there anything else that I could help with today?
No, that's all for the moment. Thank you.
Oh, you're so very welcome, and thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. I hope you have a fantastic afternoon and a great Halloween, too.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye.